Hello, this is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Recently, my wife began to be, the Lord began to deal with her about doing a women's study. And she fought it and she made every excuse. But finally, God took all those excuses away and she said, okay, you know, there's no reason I can't do this. It's not that she feels like she's a super teacher. Although she really is good and she is gifted, but she sees herself humbly as a person should. And so she just tried to get away from that, but eventually she said yes. And so last night was the first night of a 4-week study that she opened up to ladies from anywhere on this Tuesday night. And lo and behold, there were over 40 ladies that came to be a part of that Bible study from churches all over the place and from different areas. And some drove pretty far and some drove not so far. But but our parking lot was full of cars, and there were a number of ladies that were on the inside who came. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why would they come? Why would they come on a Tuesday night, you know, to gather with other ladies to study the Bible apart from their own church, apart from their own groups? And, you know, where did they come from and why did they come? And here's the thing. God speaks, and he's able to speak to people individually. And when he is moving and he is doing something, from our point of view, it just falls into place. But from heaven's point of view, this is God at work. And he speaks to these individual ladies as he did. And he said, you know, you need to come. There's something here for you. And you should go to this. And so ladies came. I don't want to compare this. I have to be very careful with this. But, you know, when Noah built the ark and all the God's creation came of different species to that ark. Noah didn't go and beg those animals to come. God put it in their heart to come, and they showed up, male and female. Isn't it interesting? And so when God is working, he works. If he's working on your heart about something, and here's the point of this little podcast for today, if he's working on your heart about something, then you can be certain that he's also working somewhere else. See, he didn't just work on you. He works on you and whatever other dimension or life or circumstances, people that are connected to that. And so if he asks us to make a phone call, then he's already working on the recipient of that phone call. If he asks us to make a visit, he's already working on the other side. I remember years ago, God had laid on my heart to visit this man that had tended to play some basketball with our church. And we were meeting for basketball one night a week. And Lord had laid it on my heart to go visit him and to share the gospel with him. And I just like made every excuse in the world. And then finally one night, late at night, after bedtime, God began to really impress on my heart to go right then and speak to this man. And I said, this is how I resolved that. I said, Lord, okay, I'll go. If I go, if you want me to talk to him, then you have him outside his house, you know, somewhere where I can see him, and then I'll know I'm supposed to speak to him because it's bedtime. It's past bedtime. And so when I drove by his house, his car was in his driveway, and he was leaning against the back of his car right at the end of his driveway. And that's the way God works. That's the way God works. And I said, okay. I had fully intended to drive right past his house and keep going. And so the point of all this is we need to listen, especially in these days. We need to be listening careful to the Holy Spirit, to the Spirit of God. And if he prompts us, be absolutely certain there's a reason for what he's telling you. This has been Joe Barrett, and I pray you have a great week.